The plastics industry needs to show more responsibility and put their money where their mouth is on cutting harmful waste and pollution, especially as it impacts small island states. That's according to Director General of the Pacific Islands Environment Agency, SPREP, Sifanea Nwadra of Fiji, who told UN News the outcome document adopted at last week's SIDS IV conference in Antigua and Barbuda does not go far enough on ocean management and cutting pollution. Mr. Nwadra told Matt Wells that the latest breakthrough in talks towards a global plastics treaty, known as the Bridge to Busan Declaration, was a positive step in the right direction as long as major producers sign on.
We have been supporting our Pacific Island SIDS in the negotiation process for the plastics instrument, global plastics instrument. We have been stressing the need to have it to be true to the mandate that was given by UNEA, that it should be a life cycle approach to how plastics is managed, especially at the production level of plastics. The Pacific Island regions and countries have been at the forefront of addressing the issue of plastics. They were one of the first to ban certain types of plastics, especially single-use plastic and those that were easy to address. We also have regional arrangements, but now we really need the global community to step up and agree.
So just outline how serious the problem is in terms of plastics in the ocean in the Pacific.
Okay. The issue is serious because apart from what we see floating, you have what you don't see, which is getting into the food, getting into the breast milk, getting into all parts of the ecosystems, and are starting to re-emerge again through bioaccumulation and other processes in more serious ways. I know that research is limited, but it wouldn't surprise me if it is a cause of higher levels of diseases and medical conditions that may arise.
Just outline what the value is to you and to your island states in the Pacific of being here at SIDS IV this week. Have you found it useful? Has it been beneficial? Have you heard positive things?
I must say, more than a few, but many have shared their discontent with how this has gone. I think a lot of the issues that SIDS had wanted to be in the document is not reflected.
This is the outcome document.
Yes. An example is oceans, waste pollution, hardly mentioned in the document. So unfortunately, other interests have...
So why do you think that is? It's basically a political situation, politically sensitive situation.
It's a politically sensitive situation, and the pragmatic approach that SIDS have taken, that they, instead of having a conference with no document, we still need to have some document in place to continue the work that needs to be done for SIDS and to continue to highlight the need to retain the special consideration of SIDS.
So what would you like to see? What's missing from this document as far as you're concerned?
The biggest two areas that is missing is a strong section on the ocean and the need for ocean management, responsible conservation, resource use. And the other is, if you look through the document, there's almost nothing on waste and pollution.
You say that one big problem is with the producers. That's the big companies that produce most of the plastic that's ending up in your seas.
Yeah.
How can you persuade them to behave more in a more environmentally friendly manner?
There's nothing to stop them. They could have done what they're saying they want to do now 50, 60 years ago. So until they change their corporate responsibility, I know there's a lot of glosses that show these big companies have been corporately responsible. But unfortunately, when you look at the walk they've been taking, it doesn't add up to what they've been talking.
So what can SIDS themselves do, though, in terms of dealing with this scourge?
SIDS have done what they can. They continue to advocate. They continue to speak out loudly in terms of, if you stated in terms of boxing, they fight well above their weight category. This is something that can only happen if we have the bigger countries behind it.
Are there any ideas, any innovations that you've got wind of here during your time at this conference that will give you at least some hope that you can go away and make improvements, that there are solutions out there?
What I talked about, the bridge to Busan, is a declaration that some of the like-minded countries have started to put in place. Some of them are the bigger countries, especially those from Europe, and hopefully others will join and make sure that what's in the interests of mankind in general is not lost because of their own individual economic gain or the economic gain of the lobbyists within their countries.